Hello, boys and girls. This is the first ever Life with Waffles podcast. I've been wanting to start one for a while now, so I thought, hey, let's just get down to business. I will have friends doing this with me eventually, but I just thought, hey, let's start this with myself now, because I'm not doing anything. I'm kind of a boring person, but hey, I've heard I have a soothing voice and I should do a podcast. Well, anyway, we'll start by talking about what we'll be talking about on this podcast. I want to be talking about life experiences and just funny stories. We can have debates eventually. So I guess this first podcast will be with the camping trip. So a couple days ago, me and my friend went on a camping trip. It wasn't too far out of town, but we hiked there. It was like an hour hike to the road and then 2 hours off the road to a mountain, and then we had to climb up the mountain. It was crazy. And once it took forever, and there's a bunch of like caves and sinkholes, that's what they are. I'm dumb. There's a bunch of sinkholes and caves and stuff, so you gotta watch out for that. And we had bags and stuff on our backs, so that was hard. And we got up there and we got camp set up. We tried to build a fire, but you know, wind and stuff. So we went exploring. We went into these caves and we found like snakes and shit, so we left. Oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word, but it's alright. So we found snakes and stuff, and we just went adventuring. Like, it was a fun day. We took a lot of pictures and stuff like that, you know? I really don't know what to talk about. I don't know. Well, get to the main story. So after the first day, we finally get a fire started, and we get the hot dogs and we start cooking them, and not even like 3 minutes in, we can hear like coyotes howling right by the tent. Like, I keep saying like, god dang it. Well, there was coyotes right by the tent, so we go inside and we get like in the sleeping bags and stuff. Well, he has his knife and I have a World War II shovel. Like, that, like, switches open and you, like, twist it and stuff. A combat shovel. I don't know what you call them. But I had one of those, and they just kept howling. And then they stopped. And we'd sit there for a couple seconds. I'd turn on a show or something, because I had my tablet, and we downloaded a movie or yeah. And, like, we were watching The Sinister. And we didn't even get that far into the movie until we feel something pawing at our tent. And Joey, well, I'll say his name, I don't care. Joey moves up closer to the tent, like closer to me, away from the side where there'd be, like, he's pawing at. And, like, you can hear growling and stuff. And there's, like, I meant to catch myself, but I said it. So, hopefully, I don't get in trouble on this app for that. Anyway, it's pawing at the tent. And Joey, he moves over to me, grabs his knife, and the thing leaves, the coyote, I guess you would call it, the coyote leaves, and we sit there for a couple seconds, like, wondering if it actually did leave or not. Joey springs up from where he's sitting, which scared the crap out of me, because I wasn't expecting him to spring up. Looks out the top of the tent and doesn't see anything, so we sit down and watch our movie again, and again, not even like 3 minutes into the movie, we hear it again, but this time there's like 10 or 15 of them, honestly, and we're just sitting there waiting for something to happen, and the howls keep getting closer and closer, or yeps, or whatever you want to call them. They keep getting closer and closer. And so Joey looks up throughout the tent again, and he sees, like, 10 of them, like, but their back's turned. I said, like, again. Dang, I gotta work on that. But he sees, like, 10 of them with their back turned, and I have to stop saying and, too. Dang, there's a lot of this podcast that's gonna be really crappy. It's a short podcast, for sure, but, you know, I don't have a lot of people, and I don't have a lot of stories to talk about yet, so there you go. But anyway, let's get back to it. He springs up. He sees all, like, 10 of them. You can see their eyes, he said, like, gosh dang it, stop saying like. With the moon, you can see their eyes. And we sit there for a couple seconds until Joey says that three of them are coming over. And they did. They came over, but they didn't do anything. They just sniffed around at the fire, which we put out, by the way. We aren't fucking bad word appropriate. We aren't bad words, and we cleaned up our mess, so we put the fire out before we went back into the thing. Which, hey, if we kept the fire, it probably would have made them leave. But we put it out, and they were just sniffing around. I thought we were gonna get like attacked. Those things can run up to 40 miles per hour. My friend was trying to say we just run for it, leave the tent and everything. But those things run so fast, you would not make it out. So we just sit there waiting for everything to like calm down. And it doesn't. They start like getting on the tent. So, of course, before they came over, watched a video what to do, and it's like act tall, clap your hands, stomp your feet. So he runs out with a fucking I'm just gonna like, I don't care. He comes out with his big Bowie knife and he's swinging it around, clapping his hands, stomping his feet. I come out with my shovel. We're both up there. They come like walking towards him, so he climbs up a tree. I'm at the bottom of the tree because I'm a big dude and I ain't climbing a tree. I'm not fat or anything, I'm just big, tall. And he climbs this tree, and I'm sitting down there, like clapping my hands and stuff. And eventually they leave, but it was a crazy story. I thought we were gonna die, honestly. 'Cause those things, their jaw power and stuff is so like it will tear you up. And that was the end of night one. We didn't really do anything. We after all that stuff happens, I guess we still watched our show and just lay down. Then after that, we just chilled there for a little bit. The next day, we climbed the mountain, explored some caves some more. We didn't really do anything that day. Honestly, we just chilled at camp and watched for the coyotes, I guess, in case they still were around. They're more active at night, but they could still be around. We watched out for that. We explored some caves and stuff. Nothing really cool, but some bones and stuff in caves. It's not a very popular mountain. Not a lot of people climb it, so there's not gonna be like cool stuff out there, dead bodies or anything. So it was just us. Some people did drive past at the bottom. You can see all over the town. We took a lot of pictures. You can see past our town into the next town. It's crazy. It's a tall mountain. Took forever to climb up with the bags, and it's super steep, so it sucked a lot. And that's basically it. We didn't do a lot except for be attacked by coyotes. And that's the story, I guess. So this isn't a very long podcast, I know, but we're just getting started, Well, I guess I shall say goodbye to you fellow waffles and have a lovely day.